The Powassan Voodoos scored 4 unanswered third-period goals as they defeated the Greater Sudbury Cubs 5-2 at Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex on February 1. Voodoos goalie Patrick Charette, making only his second start, made 38 saves in the road win. The Cubs got on the board first on an early power play as Hudson Chitterone carried the puck behind the net and found Nolan Newton with a quick pass from behind the net, and Newton put it past Voodoo starter Patrick Charette for the early Cubs lead at 2:38. The Voodoos responded on the power play as Carson Ricci's point shot went between the legs of the Cubs' Noah Mativier to make it 1-1 at 10:25. The Cubs regained the lead early in the second. Ethan Larman took a short pass from Sam Asinawai behind the net and ripped a quick release past Charette for a 2-1 lead at 1:52 of the second period. The Voodoo's Zach Turner netted the equalizer as he was sprung loose midway through the third and chipped a puck past Mativier to even things at 2-2 at 9:18 of the third. Not long after that, Ray Smith was sent in all alone on a pass from Chase Thompson, and he sped in on the left side and beat Mativier high to make it 3-2 Voodoos. Cameron Lemke then fired a shot from the slot that beat the Sudbury goaltender on a pass from Tucker Shields, which made it 4-2 Voodoos at 15:39. Rafe Smith netted his 15th into an empty net to secure the road win for the Voodoos at 17:43. With the win, the Voodoos improved to 2-5-1-5-0-2, while the Cubs dropped to 3-3-9-1-1. Despite the loss, the Cubs still hold a 2-point lead over the Blind River Beavers for the top spot in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League.